Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Overactive sweat glands, how to stop excessive sweating today. Everyone has been through a situation where they find themselves sweating profusely when it's not really warranted. It's often triggered by anxiety or stress, but it's usually a fairly rare occurrence. For some people, however, excessive sweating is literally something that happens every day. Hyperhidrosis, the medical name for overactive sweat glands, is a fairly rare condition that affects about 3% of all humans. For those who do suffer from this condition, life can be very hard. Are you sweating too much? A solution exists which is natural and works in days. Check out how to stop sweating for good here. If you've had to deal with overactive sweat glands, then you know what it's like. You avoid shaking hands with people you meet because your hands are too sweaty. You walk around like a stiff robot trying to conceal sweat stains in your armpits. You have to pack 4 or 5 shirts with you wherever you go because you have to change so often. No matter what you're doing, it can seem like your hyper sweat glands get in the way. So, the question is, how can you put a stop to an overactive sweat glands problem as quickly as possible? It is possible to manage the condition and take back control of one's life, and there are a few different methods to go about this. Some methods seem to work better for some people than for others, but just remember that if one treatment doesn't work, there are alternatives. If you're looking for a magic treatment to get rid of the problem right this instant, then you're pretty much out of luck. If you really want to solve the problem, then you'll need to visit your doctor. That said, an effective temporary solution can be to apply talc or baby powder to the affected areas. It can end up creating a sort of paste after a while, but it can at least keep the sweat glands in check long enough to do a job interview or other important event. Another non-medical sweating solution that has worked for some people involves learning proper relaxation and meditation techniques. This works best for people whose overactive sweat glands are triggered by stress and anxiety. When you go to your doctor, there will be a few different possibilities. One thing you should recognize is that sometimes, excessive sweating is actually a symptom of a more serious condition. If that's not the case, then there are a couple of courses of action. Your doctor may prescribe you prescription antiperspirant if you have a relatively mild case. There are also several medications that must be taken orally that can help with hyperhidrosis. More serious cases will need more involved treatment. If all else fails, a potential option is surgery. However, the surgeries that can be used to help reduce excessive sweating have proven controversial and occasionally dangerous. Before you consider getting surgery, be sure to try some of the other, safer options, such as iatrogenic or even Botox injections into the affected areas. There are many different approaches, so you should be able to find one that works for you.